Hey guys, you're tuned in to Watch Party, the podcast with Nina
and Trish, where we talk about movies and series on our current binge list during quarantine, which is why we started this podcast.
Or even after quarantine, since we're very much into watching films and other types of series, so expect more of us even after this pandemic happens.
When it ends.
When it ends,
yeah. If it ends.
If it ends. I hope it does.
I know, I hope it ends. But you know, until then, we have this podcast.
Yeah, so welcome everyone.
Welcome.
All right, so I guess so that you guys can get to know us a little bit more. So Trish and I met at work, actually. So we started off as work friends. And
which work daw, Nina?
Uy, bawal sabihin, syempre. Walang bayad to eh.
Sponsored by.
So if you guys, just so that you guys have a background, we both used to work at this network? Marketing network. No. We're not even an agency.
Let's call it an agency.
Even though it doesn't want, they don't want to be called an agency. So we used to work for this company, and in case you guys hear any jokes or references about advertising or marketing, that's because of our work background. So
yep,
yeah. Basically, we just wanted to start a podcast and wanted to share our thoughts about the different movies that we've been getting into and even TV series. Mm-hmm. So, Trish, I want to ask you, what have you been watching since you've been very far away? Oh, wait, sorry. Don't we have to introduce ourselves?
We have to introduce ourselves.
Okay. So, you go first. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I'm Trish. I'm a probinsyana from Pampanga. PP, PFP. Wow. Anong connect? I have two golden retrievers here at home, same color. So, if you know Doug from Up, that's who they look like. I have two cats. I have a cow, a minor bird. I live in a farm. And yeah, so nothing much to do in the province except play with my dogs. I'm taking time to really just binge watch all of the movies and series that I've been lining up on my list. Yeah, that's me.
So I'm Nina, if you can tell the difference in our voices.
I don't think they can. Charot.
I hope you guys do. So, anyway, I'm Nina. I'm based here in Manila, but I'm also a probinsyana originally from Bacolod. But I came here to study and eventually work. I also have a dog. She's a puppy. Her name is Kirby. She's a Jack Russell Terrier. So, if anyone out there knows how to take care of Jack Russells or has one, I feel your pain because they're so energetic. I love the fact that they're very playful, but also it's too much energy sometimes. I can't keep up with their energy, but she's definitely helped me become more active, and I've worked out more because of her, which is just simply running around with her. But yeah, apart from that, what keeps me busy is...
And she's so tiny pa.
Yeah, she's really tiny. Well, she grew a little bit, but I think that's her size now. She's probably like an arm.
She's the size of my dog's butt.
For reference, for those out there who don't know the size of JRT's. But yeah, aside from running after my dog and taking care of her and working, I love to watch series and movies as well. That's what keeps me occupied, actually. Aside from baking, I do love to bake on the side. Yeah, so now that you've gotten to know us, I'd like to ask you first, Trish, since you mentioned that you're really into movies and series just like me, what series or movies have you been binge-watching since the pandemic started?
Okay, so number one, my one true love, I cannot start this podcast without giving an ode to my one true love of a series, Modern Family. Ugh, I love Modern Family. I'm Claire. much to my dismay, even though I try to deny it. Yeah, I just love how light it is.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Family, New Girl. I yes. also love how light it is. I know a lot of I see a lot of people binge watching New Girl. If you guys who are listening to this, if there are anyone, there is anyone listening to this, watch it if you haven't. Also very light. I love CC and Winston. Series Doctor Who, also a classic. Cannot Die. So of course, my favorite doctor there is Matt Smith. Actually, I haven't really continued it yet. I'm just rewatching the old episodes to prepare for like the recent ones in the past 3 years. I haven't moved on from Matt Smith not being the 11th Doctor anymore. Matt Smith brings me back to the fourth one, The Crown.
Yes, so
Matt
the
Smith
crown.
Plays Prince Philip ba yon? Alam ko Prince Philip.
He plays young Prince Philip. Yes. I'm also obsessed with The Crown. But
I love him there. Yeah. It's parang hindi man siya nag-act as a different character. That's exactly how he is on Doctor Who, mm-hmm. which is funny. So yeah, The Crown. Okay, so that's four series. I haven't been really watching other stuff, especially since most of those series and dami namang seasons I can rewatch. Movies. So I have two movies. So one I really like, Knives Out. I love mm-hmm. Knives Out. Alam ko hindi siya 2020, 2019 siya.
Yeah, but I've watched that also. I just watched that
Ganda.
This year.
Ganda. I loved it. I really loved it. What else? One other movie. Oh, I've seen a couple of Disney reboots. So I've watched Aladdin, which came out this year. Tama ba?
Last year.
So yeah. What came out this year? Mulan.
Okay.
It's okay. We never talk about Mulan.
But let me just ask you real quick. How do you find the Mulan reboot? Because, you know, it's gotten a lot of heat, especially from people from China.
I feel like for me to really lay out what I feel about it, we need a whole episode.
But
to summarize my points, I honestly think they could have done better. I'm all for the female empowerment thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have shown that. I mean, you don't need to do much to show that for Mulan.
Right.
It in itself, yung plotline na female empowerment, it's just ang labo ng plot. Ang pangit ng transitions, ang labo ng
yeah.
plot. I don't like how super fantasy they took it.
Yeah. But you can't deny.
I can delve more to it.
You can't deny production episode. Value and when it came to post-prod,
yeah.
it was good. I like that whole aspect. Yeah.
Pero I don't see, we all grew up with the Mulan musical
mm-hmm.
and Mushu the Talking Dragon.
Yes.
You basically take away the essence
and
of the
cricket.
Disney film.
Yeah.
And cricket! I love the lucky cricket.
Yes.
Ayun, so it's not... Yeah, I need a whole episode. We'll line it up. So listeners, if you need to, abangan nyo, we might talk about it. But
mm-hmm.
what about you, Nino? What have you been watching?
Well, for me, I've been watching more series than movies. With movies kasi, I've just really been watching. I'm sorry if you guys might find this lame, but I know there are others out there who are into the genre that I've been watching this year. Mostly 1990s and 2000 rom-coms. That's what I've been watching when it comes to movies. So, The Holiday, Serendipity, It's Complicated Because I Said So. Those types of movies na medyo chill na parang you don't really have to think much while watching it since these are very
yung mga
light.
Lumilitaw na memes sa Facebook. Alam mo yung mga cinema, ano yun, yung cinema Facebook page, yung pang Pinoy.
Oh my God.
The two photo things with the subtitle, tas may pahugot line sila. Alam ko dyan galing
yung
mga yun.
Well, I mean, the ones that I watch, at least, they're more on the lighter side. They're not as heavy. They're not like romantic dramas. And parang it's
okay.
Parang bagay siya pang Sunday afternoon. Ganon yung vibe niya eh. Na parang
wow.
You're having brunch and then mamayang hapon manonood ka ng whatever Tom Hanks movie you can find. Like Sleepless in Seattle or whatever. But yeah, that's in terms of movies ha, like that's what I've been watching. But I've been heavily focused on series. So every year I always religiously watch the complete season of Friends and The Office. So apart from that, since
classics.
Yeah, these are classics which we will also talk about in our next episodes. The next one. Yeah, we might talk about them. Well, of course we will, because they're classics. Why not? But new series that I've discovered. So my dad has been recommending Schitt's Creek for me since last year. And
Emmy award winning.
Yeah, I've always wanted to watch it. I just never found the time because, you know, back then, pre-pandemic time, I was always out. You know, the hustle and bustle of work and socializing with friends. So I never really got the chance to sit down and watch. And as soon as we had our lockdown, I gave it a shot and I super love it.
Dude, I love na they're a father-son.
Yeah,
They're actually biologically related.
Yes, Eugene Levy and Daniel Levy created the show. So Daniel Levy is his son. And his sister, Sarah Levy, plays a character there as well. She plays Twyla. Yeah,
really?
So if you keep on watching, I know, Trish, that you just started watching it. So if you keep
on watching... I tried. I think I'm on episode 2.
Well, if you keep on watching, you'll get to see these characters develop and grow. That's one of the reasons why I love Schitt's Creek so much. It's one of the few TV series na comedy that where you see the growth of the characters. Now, it's not just one plain thing na parang, okay, like, for example, this guy is known as the funny guy. Parang may arc talaga.
Yeah, he just doesn't have to be the funny guy.
Exactly.
And I've heard it's a pretty light series.
It is. It's light, but for some reason, some episodes make me cry. I don't know why. But yeah.
Girl, ganyan din modern fam.
Diba? Parang it just touches you because you see how far these characters have grown. So, speaking of growing, another series that I actually finished this year was The Good Place.
Okay, another classic. I know a lot of people binge-watch this over the quarantine.
The Good Place, I never really watched it. I think I watched a few episodes in the past years, but I was finally able to sit down and watch seasons 1 through 4. Kasi diba kakatapos lang? I think this was last year. Yeah. And then Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I finally finished season 7.
I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes, I super love their humor din kasi. Their humor is very different as well. Another thing.
Wait, I want to ask, who do you think you are sa Brooklyn Nine-Nine squad?
Oh, no. I want to be. I really want to say that I'm
Gina, gonna say
but
Rosa.
I'm not.
Really?
I don't know.
Who are you then?
I want to exude her characteristic. I don't know. I love Gina, so Gina will always be my favorite character in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Ayun. And then, okay, so another series that I really loved this year that was released was The Babysitter's Club. I don't know if you've read the books.
Oh, dude, I watched it. It's so cute.
Right? It's so cute.
It's so cute.
Now, among the babysitters, I love Claudia Kishi the best because she has the best style. I feel like I can relate to her the most. She's very artsy.
She is. But how old is she? Actually, yun yung napansin ko. Parang, alam ko may helix siya.
Oh.
Tapos iniisip ko, 12. Hindi ko alam ha, baka fake ear cuff lang. Sorry,
baka
hindi kasi fake yung ear cuff ko.
Grabe, 12 years old, girl, nagpa-helix.
Ayun na nga, kaya iniisip ko, parang ba't siya may helix piercing?
Cool
na,
kid.
Ipaw, 23 pa lang ako nagpabutas eh.
She has Asian parents. In what world would they have allowed her to have ear piercings at that age?
Fair enough. Good point. I mean, we're Asian and I barely got home with this piercing when I had it.
Well,
the first time I got it.
Babysitter's Club, I absolutely loved. And then, apart from these light comedy series or sitcoms that I've been watching, I'm a huge fan of murder mystery documentaries and exposés. It's something that I actually never thought that I would get into. So, the ones that have been released this year, so the docus of Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, I watched that, and Athlete A. Murder mystery is a genre I love, but like watching about murderers, I don't know. There's just something about it that interests me. Not that I'm saying that I want to be one.
No, you can't, girl. You're a Sagittarius.
No, but just watching all these documentaries of exploiters and, rapists, Jeffrey Epstein being one of them, it just exposes all the, basically the bad side of, you know, these, like, the ones that I watched, they're not necessarily murder. So Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich is really about, ayun nga, rape cases. And another one is Athlete A. So if you've heard, Trish, if you've heard about Athlete A, so basically reporters from the Indianapolis Star exposed this doctor. He's a doctor for these young gymnasts. His name is Dr. Larry Nassar. It's horrific to hear and watch, but ayun, I don't know. It's not because I like seeing people get abused. That's not my point for those of you guys out there who might
think, no, okay, we don't condone that, guys. We want justice like everyone else. Yeah.
But, like, you know, it's interesting to hear these stories. And at the very least, I'm very happy that these have been released to the public so everyone knows just how much of animals, you know, other people are.
Okay. That's a lot. I don't know if I should be worried that you're watching a lot of murder documentaries, but I've known you long enough to know na wala ka namang hit list.
No! Oh my God, it's not... Wala naman ako doon. It's not that I'm looking for tips or whatnot. It's... more of, I don't know, there's just something about
it's
the
interesting.
Yeah, and I think a lot of other people can relate with that aspect.
And ano siya, cautionary tale.
Yeah.
And you see the psychological reasoning behind why
exactly,
they do it.
Exactly, like, because some of them actually do have mental illnesses that drive them to do what they did. So, it's, I don't know, I just find these very intriguing because I myself feel like, I feel like a detective, you know? It's like, I'm also trying to solve this together with whoever's narrating. Yeah, ganon. So, since 2020 is coming to an end na, finally, we can prepare ourselves for the new year. So, what are you looking forward to for the movies and series that may come in 2021?
Girl, I mean, I don't think it's fair to talk about 2021 and not mention any of the Marvel. You know, Marvel went crazy. I think it was on my birthday. Because it was on my birthday that they released.
Yeah, they released. Parang,
here you go.
They released it all at once. I feel like Disney Plus was just like on steroids and then went, okay, let's just like go crazy. And then here I am at work. Well, since we're all working from home, I was on my laptop and I was just thinking, oh my God, sandali lang. I need to finish my work before I can watch all these trailers and digest it and then rewatch them again to enjoy it.
I hindi ko siya na-process ng maayos. What are you waiting for? Sa lahat ng release nila, what are you most excited about? Because it's a lot.
I like Black Widow. I really am interested with that. The like, name. How they will create it and how they're gonna tell her story.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier also.
That's long overdue.
Yeah.
Girl, Winter Soldier. So that's my top one. Actually, yun lang hinihintay ko. Winter Falcon and Winter Soldier. My Ebony and Ivory... favorite duo.
Yeah, I feel like kasi their dynamic is, it would be interesting to watch, you know? And then for...
And they found out about the good dynamic when they were doing the Captain America Winter Soldier, the movie.
Yes.
So that's when Anthony Mackie came in. Yeah. And then during the press tours, they realized, oh, they still have a pretty good dynamic going on. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited about that. What else? Hawkeye.
Did you see the photos? Kate Bishop. They've released some photos of them filming this year.
Yeah. Together. And hindi ko alam kung masaya ako na si Hailee Steinfeld yung kinuha as Kate. Mike Kuya, who's a huge Marvel fan, is fine with it. I don't know yet. I mean, gets ko, pero hindi ko alam. We'll reserve it for a next episode. But for 2021... That's me. What about you? What's on your roster?
Me, aside from Marvel movies, of course, I'm excited for the upcoming season of Black Mirror. Because they did... So the creator, Charlie Brooker, just shared a teaser trailer for the upcoming season. I don't know when it's gonna drop because it just said coming soon. But it's like a special death to 2020. So it's like a mockumentary about this year's event. So I hope
this year has been a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, everyone's been joking about that, but at the same time, parang you wanna also have something light.
Yeah.
So I think he might take a lighter route, but obviously there's going to be truth into it because I feel like this whole year has been a joke, you know?
May lighter route ba ang Black Mirror? Because I've never watched an episode. Hindi ba siya parang mostly dark tones
dark the whole tones, time? Dark tones, medyo mindfuck stuff. That just at the end of watching it, you're just like, what the fuck did I just watch?
It's but, trippy.
Yeah, but I feel like naman, they're gonna try to make it in a way that it doesn't feel too depressing. Because obviously, if you watch something and then you're living it too, doesn't that just make you even more sad? So parang, for me naman, I understand if he wants to, he's gonna model it obviously from what happened this year. But if he adds humor into it, I mean, that's just his style. He'll add his little Black Mirror twist.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's like what I'm excited to see next year. Also other upcoming series. So basically in season, like for example, season 2 of Never Have I Ever, which was created by Mindy Kaling.
Waiting impatiently.
They announced it via Zoom call, so the cast.
Boys, it yung cliffhanger nila.
Exactly. Ako nga, I was just like, what the hell is happening? But okay. I mean, I saw it coming. Did you see that coming?
Me too. I saw that coming. I knew it from the start. They did it with Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
They did it with Jess. Yung frenemies
turned lovers.
Sa background. Like, that's normal.
Yeah, so they did announce that by next year they would have Never Have It Either season 2. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. And then, of course, To All the Boys, the third movie to the franchise. So,
Peter,
I hope they redeem themselves from the second movie. I don't know how about you, but I didn't feel the same way I did when I watched the first one.
I also didn't, and I'm sad about it because I had a huge crush on Noah Centineo, and I've known him before pa. Mm-hmm. I had a huge crush on Noah Centineo for the longest time. This is based on the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Peter Kalvinsky so much, I named my cow. I just said Peter Kalvinsky. It's supposed to be Kavinsky.
I was gonna say. I gave him that name,
and he has an Instagram account, but I don't think people. He's dead. Anyway, we'll talk.
Don't say.
But oh by the way, gosh. I'll reserve it for a different episode. For those who follow my cow on Instagram, the first Philippine cowfluencer, he died a few weeks ago, but I teaser na lang natin yan. I'm sorry.
R.I.P. Peter Kalvinsky.
Yeah, I didn't like it. So, yeah. Pretty good roster for 2021. A lot of really great films, mostly on Netflix.
It makes me hopeful for 2021 that, you know, we'd have better shows coming
and
up.
A lot of,
other stuff to entertain us.
And a lot of series beyond Netflix, also on Disney Plus, and yes. I'm trying to explore Hulu also. And
yeah, and also HBO
Go. Dude, HBO, yes. Pero feeling ko, to be honest, baka mapunta ako masyado sa Disney Plus, but that's okay. At least we have
it's
a lot
fine.
Of episodes
unleash
to talk
the
about.
Inner kitty millennial in you. It's very nostalgic kasi, like, for those who are listening, if you're a millennial who grew up with all these Disney movies, these Disney classics, then you'd probably relate with us whenever we see all these new and upcoming teasers, trailers, and even other reboots that they've done. Like, you introduced High School Musical, the musical of the series to me.
I haven't even... Okay, I need an episode for that. We will talk about that in the next episodes.
Yeah. For me, that's one example of a really good reboot that Disney did.
I think it's the only good
reboot. I felt like
it
was a little success. Well, I mean, I felt like it was successful in a way.
It was. And kasi, okay, ititira ko na lang for the next episode. Pero feeling ko the success really can be attributed to the fact that they chose a great cast for it.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing cast. Perfect si Olivia Rodrigo. I cannot even express how great of a choice it was.
So yeah, that about wraps up our episode for today. We hope that you enjoyed it. How do you feel, Trish, recording our first episode?
I am excited. I cannot wait for the next few episodes. I don't know what we're gonna talk about yet. Actually, I know, but you know, you guys just have to tune in. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I don't know if there are people listening, but if you are, then thank you. We look forward to being able to talk about more movie series, reboots, and whatnots for you. Follow us, please, on Watch Party Podcast on Instagram, and we'll be on Spotify by the time that this is out. Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.